Welcome to Going from Blank to Real with Character Traits, Module 1, The Tabula Rasa. Writers may be the only people who truly work with a blank slate. When it comes to characters, you are beginning with the tabula rasa, and you get to build an entire person. These characters will become anything you want them to become, because you decide their nature and their nurture in full. It takes time to discover who a character really is. There is nothing random about your character. We are going to start with the big picture and move in as we drill down. The first thing to ask yourself is, what kind of character are you writing? A point of view, primary, secondary, or tertiary character. Now, think of your characters on a pyramid. The higher up the pyramid your character is, the more development he or she needs. So point of view characters are at the top, then primary, then secondary, and tertiary characters are down at the base. Your point of view character is the lead role in your story, and he requires the most development. You've got to know his history, his family, his secrets, his problems and cravings. But if you've got multiple point of view characters, they all need to be equally well developed. So keep that in mind. The more points of view you have, the more work you have to do on the front end of character development. Now, your primary characters. These are supporting characters in critical roles. They need to be very well developed. They've got personality and depth. You want to know them as well as you know your close friends and family. Make sure that they support the protagonist and that they don't steal the show. It's fine for a primary supporting character to save the day and the protagonist on occasion, but they can't steal the protagonist's agency, her power to be the main actor in her own story. For example, in my book Dark Corners in Skog Hall, I needed my protagonist, Jess, to enter the climax alone. One of the primary supporting characters in that book is her boyfriend, Beckett. Now, obviously, Beckett isn't going to want Jess to go into a dangerous situation unsupported. So I had to get him out of the way. That meant sending him out of town for the weekend. And I established that this was going to happen by mentioning two or three times over the course of the novel that he had an art show coming up at a gallery in Duluth. This established for the reader Beckett had this exciting trip, Jess would not be going with him, and then when the climax just happened to coincide with Beckett's trip out of town, so it felt natural instead of feeling like deus ex machina, you know, when the writer pulls the strings a little too hard and the reader cries foul. Now, your secondary characters are minor supporting characters in recurring roles. They have names and dialogue, but they aren't really critical to the plot. You need to know these characters as well as you know your casual friends and family. They are not a major part of the main character's life or of the plot. Secondary characters are ready to make a dramatic exit. This is because they're disposable. We and our readers might miss them, but we probably won't mourn them. So they make a great stable of characters for you to play with and get rid of when you need to. For example, in my first Skog Hall book, The Murder in Skog Hall, we meet a teenager who's a rather unlikable fellow. He's a tertiary character. A waiter who adds a little local color to the scene. He gets a name and a few lines of dialogue, but that's about it. He turns up in Dark Corners in Skog Hall too. Here, he's also a waiter, adding some local color, and he's just in the story to remind readers that he actually exists. In a later book, he'll get promoted to secondary supporting character, and he'll have a significant role in the main plot. He may even end up dead. Your tertiary characters are the extras and walk-ons. They often don't have a name. Their dialogue is brief and unremarkable. Give them enough color to keep your scene interesting, but don't give them so much detail that you slow the pace of your story. Okay, coming up next in Module 2, putting what before who. See you there.